Today is mine. Tomorrow is not my business. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Born to missionary parents in Belgium on December 21st, 1926, Elizabeth Elliot was only a few months old when her family moved to the United States. Her father was the editor of the Sunday School Times, a Sunday school paper read and distributed by hundreds of churches around the country. Elizabeth Elliot is best known for her marriage to the missionary Jim Elliot, who was captured and killed in Ecuador by Alca Indians on January of 1956. Their daughter Valerie was only 10 months old when Jim was killed, and Elizabeth was heartbroken over their loss. She could have given up and gone home, like most people would have done. But instead, Elizabeth chose to stay. She continued working with the very same people group who had taken her husband's life. She met two Alca women who agreed to live with her as roommates for 1 year. Because of her friendship with these ladies, she was able to reach into the tribe and win over many souls to Jesus Christ. When Elizabeth and Valerie returned to the United States, 2 years after the death of Jim Elliot, Elizabeth began writing and speaking. Her most famous book is titled Through Gates of Splendor, the true story of Jim Elliot and the other four young missionaries who were speared to death while sharing the gospel with the Alcas in Ecuador. Elizabeth Elliot, whose unmistakable courage encouraged many around the world to consider who God is and why his gospel is so important, is recognized now as one of the most influential Christian writers and speakers of the 20th century. What would it take for you to give up on God and what he wants you to be doing? Elizabeth lost her husband, and yet still was concerned about the souls of those who killed him. Do your decisions magnify God's grace and truth in a powerful way in front of people who are watching you? Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.